take your journey step by step, to not overlook the process, to really fall in love with the day-to-day, and to take a moment every so often to reflect on what this experience is teaching you so that you know how far you've come and how far you have to go. You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a members-only Patreon community where you can connect with solopreneurs like yourself, chat with me about all things business, and get access to exclusive bonus episodes every single week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our exclusive community for as little as $5 a month. You can also text business to 31996 to receive our monthly solopreneur newsletter that's jam-packed with business tips. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode. It's been a while since I've done a solo podcast, so I'm excited to be here this week. The holidays have been a bit of a whirlwind for me, so this episode is coming to you all a little later than usual, but I'm here nevertheless. So this is our last episode of the year, and it's really weird to say this, but this is also our last episode of the decade. So I'm sure many of you all can relate to feeling like 2019 has come and gone really in the blink of an eye. But over the past few weeks for me, I've been in this place of reflection, really thinking about what this year has taught me about myself and also about my journey in entrepreneurship. So today I want to share with you all the most valuable lessons I've learned this year in business. And I think these lessons that I've learned will help many of you in your marathons in entrepreneurship as your journeys continue into 2020. All right. So the best word I can use to describe what this year has been like for me is transformation. I really feel like I've been transformed in my experience in business this year. I've learned so much. I don't even really feel like I'm the same person as an entrepreneur as I was on January 1, 2019. I mean, all that I've learned, all that in all the ways that I have grown, I just really can't even put into words how much I have been transformed this year. This was my first year working for myself full time, and I feel like I've grown more in this year than I have in my first 2 years combined, which is crazy, but it happened. And I'm going to share with you guys how I've been transformed and what you guys can learn from this transformation. So I relate my journey so far in business being transformed to the transformation babies experience from infancy into their preschool years when babies transform into toddlers. So the first year of life for babies really is like learning what you like and dislike. You learn to crawl and eventually you take your first steps in your first year of life. So in my first year of entrepreneurship, that was when I found the courage to take my first steps in pursuit of my dreams. I, in that first year, committed to entrepreneurship full time. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew I had a dream and a vision for what I wanted my life to look like. And in that first year, I learned what I wanted to do in life, and I also learned what I didn't want to do in life. So this first year was my year of really figuring out where I fit in the world and taking that first step, learning how to walk in this journey in entrepreneurship. And that year gave me the confidence to press on to year two. So the second year of life for babies is really about finding their voice. They start to use single words and form them into complete sentences. Two-year-olds make mental and emotional and behavioral leaps. You start to see some personality come out there. And in my second year of entrepreneurship, that's when I found my voice too. I started this podcast in 2018, and I started really to use my experiences to help others other bosses in their journey in business by using my voice. I realized that there was value in what I had to offer, and I also realized that there were other people out there who had the same struggles I had. So it was in that year that I found my voice. I kind of stepped out of being a closet entrepreneur. I'm sure you all can relate to having the courage to start, but not really being confident enough to introduce yourself as an entrepreneur. You may introduce yourself as someone who does something, but you're not like, yeah, I'm a CEO. That's what happened for me in that second year. I was comfortable telling people that I was the pilot of my own destiny. I was a CEO, and I was proud and confident to say I was an entrepreneur and I wanted to help other people. So in the third year of life for babies who have now been transformed into toddlers, they've reached several important developmental milestones. They're learning important life skills, thinking more strategically, learning how to problem solve effectively, and toddlers are more in tune with their feelings than infants are. They begin to learn from those around them, and they see value in friendships and community. Toddler years are like laying the foundation for who this little human is going to be in life. I find that there are a lot of similarities between what my third year in entrepreneurship has looked like and the third year little human toddlers experience in their third year of life overall. And I'm using this analogy of developmental milestones here to really help you guys see the value of reflecting on your process and not ignoring the process in your journey in entrepreneurship. I've found that it's really the process that has gotten me to where I am today that has made me who I am and that has given me the confidence to go after my dreams and my goals and my visions for success full force. Think about it. If an infant is born and that baby's one day old, they can't fast forward to year three when they're walking and talking and having attitude and sass. Now, if that three-year-old missed all the developmental milestones that come between day one and year three, that three-year-old will be completely undeveloped and they wouldn't be able to do the things that are expected of a three-year-old toddler. They'd be completely underdeveloped here. So just imagine starting a business and skipping the 3 years of developmental milestones that make you who you are in terms of who you're supposed to be. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So many times people start businesses and they want to skip all of the developmental milestones that they're supposed to experience in order to become who they're supposed to be and wonder why they're failing at what they're trying to do. You're not giving yourself the time to experience and grow into who you're supposed to be. So I just wanted you guys to understand the purpose of using this analogy here. It's really important to take your journey step by step, to not overlook the process, to really fall in love with the day-to-day, and to take a moment every so often to reflect on what this experience is teaching you so that you know how far you've come and how far you have to go. And to be honest with you guys, I wouldn't have the confidence I have to do what I do and talk like I talk and move like I move in this journey had I not experienced these developmental milestones that I have over the course of the past 3 years. Taking it back to this analogy, would a three-year-old have the confidence to walk and talk had they not experienced the developmental milestone of crawling and the developmental milestone of learning the words mama and dada? Would a three-year-old have the confidence to put together full sentences if they don't learn their first word? Absolutely not. So again, give yourself time and be patient with yourself and really take this step by step. All right, so moving into the most valuable lessons I have learned in this third year of entrepreneurship. So the first lesson I've learned is that it's okay to embrace change. I have always been the type of person that wanted to have everything planned and figured out, and it would really just give me anxiety if I wasn't sure what was to come or I didn't have clarity about exactly what I was going to do next. But I had to really, in this experience, relinquish control, because trying to have too much control over my life really really was driving me crazy. And it was really just sucking the fun and the life and the joy out of my dream and what was supposed to be a life of freedom. So I had to relinquish control in order to step into my full potential. And I started focusing on controlling my day to day as opposed to trying to control the bigger picture. I would focus on what I could do within my control in my day-to-day life, in scheduling out what I wanted to do every day, in increasing my productivity, in focusing on my content and really doing my work and letting the bigger picture unfold. I kind of thought of my life or transformed my thinking about my life in entrepreneurship to focus on creating a life that was kind of like a puzzle piece. I could control the individual puzzle pieces, but as for the entire picture, I could not control that. I mean, there comes a point where you just don't have control over what is to come of your life as a whole. You know, there's just things that are beyond your control. So I started more so focusing on the little puzzle pieces that I could put together each day. And maybe once a month, I would take a moment to reflect on how things were going, what the bigger picture was like. And this really helped me in my experience. This allowed me to be open to new opportunities. If something didn't go as planned, it wasn't the end of the world. I realized through letting go that I wasn't the only entrepreneur on the planet who didn't have their entire life planned out. I think we're trained to have our, or to imagine or believe that our lives should be planned out just based on the traditional ideas about what we should do in life. You know, we should graduate from college and then we should find a full-time job that we should stay on and work for 30 years. And then we should plan to retire, you know, this template for what our life should be like. But entrepreneurship is nothing like that. And so I had to retrain my brain to think about how my life was going to look and how I could plan for my future in different ways. So, your life may look completely different. You may see value in planning your life in a completely different way, but I personally, for me, I found value in letting go, letting the pieces fall into place as they were meant to, and focusing on what I felt led to control within my everyday life, which for me were planning, productivity, my content, my gifts, what I could say on this podcast, how I could organize information, how I could better educate. I spent more time controlling what I could do to help other people through my gifts as opposed to trying to control people. And really the whole idea here is letting go of trying to control outcomes and focusing on controlling your own actions. That has made such a huge difference for me in this third year. I think I was giving myself so much anxiety and sucking joy out of my experience in my first 2 years trying to control outcomes, when really the more strategic and smart way to go through life, especially in entrepreneurship, is taking full control and responsibility for your own actions and what you can do to better your life day to day. Being about that action is the best way to try to create a life you really love. Now, the second really valuable lesson I've learned in this third year of entrepreneurship is that being an entrepreneur is not something that can be done in isolation. When I initially jumped into this full time, I was working from home and I really just became very lonely. And this led to a little bit of discouragement. I went into this turtle shell. I thought that being an entrepreneur, specifically being a solopreneur, meant that I was in this all on my own. And I quickly realized that it didn't really have to be that way. I found that the best way to achieve your greatest potential is to immerse yourself in community. many times as entrepreneurs, especially when we work for ourselves, particularly when we work from home, we can get stuck in within ourselves, sometimes becoming the victim of our own thoughts. When we surround ourselves with community, we realize that there are other people out there like us who experience the same things we experience. We learn from other people. We figure out really what we want to do. We get ideas. We find inspiration through the experiences of others. So in this third year, I've really made it a point to get out into the world, to find community, to immerse myself in entrepreneurship beyond my own experience. And this has allowed me to find clarity, increased purpose, and focus like I've never experienced before. The third lesson I've learned in this third year in business has been to listen to my body. I have done a lot of reflection in this year to think about or to consider what feels right, what feels easy, what feels fun, what makes me feel excited, what really just feels light and not heavy. For a long time, I confined myself to a box of expectation based on tradition, based on what I saw other people doing. And I realized that having a business goal, knowing what you want to do is great, but realizing that there are many, many ways to accomplish one thing is what's the most important thing to remember. So in following tradition, in following what I saw other people doing that I looked up to, I mistakenly had myself structuring my business in a way that wasn't necessarily good for me. Here's a great example. If you know that you want to educate, you want to share your skills and your crafts with the world, you may assume that the best way to do that is to hold hands-on classes. You want to do in-person classes, you want to educate people one by one. And I realized that maybe that wasn't the best idea for me. You know, I'd leave my hands-on classes just feeling tired and achy for 2 days, and it just sucked the life out of me. And I realized that maybe online learning was the best way to spread the information I had to share. Maybe it would be through podcasting or YouTube videos that I would be able to more effectively share the information I wanted to educate the world about. So again, I learned to listen to my body. I learned that just because someone else does it doesn't mean that's necessarily the right way for me to do it. I focus less on tradition and more on what specifically felt right for me. And I just want you guys to know that not every business model is going to be the best option for you. There may be another business model out there that hasn't really been tapped into that can be a better option for you. There are tens of hundreds of ways to accomplish any given business goal. You just have to talk to someone and get ideas and bounce your ideas off of other people to really see how, you know, many different ways you can accomplish one thing. If you have a financial goal, you know what you want to do, you know what you want to educate people about, you know who you want to reach. There's not just one way to reach that person. There are several different ways to do that. So breaking free from a box of expectation and focusing on what felt right for me, what felt easy, what made me feel inspired, what felt light, what didn't feel like a dread. You know, sometimes we force ourselves to do things that we really just dread. Moving past that to focus on what I really love to do and focusing on the mission is really something that helped me significantly in this third year of entrepreneurship. And I also realized in listening to my body that I didn't have to be an expert at everything. Perhaps this could have been another point. Perhaps this could be a fourth point by itself, but I grouped this in to the third point because this really went along with listening to my body. So there were several things I was doing in my day to day that I just really didn't enjoy. It was a dread. It was something I procrastinated. It's something that felt heavy. It's something that when I thought about doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, I really just don't want to freaking do this. Okay. For me, that was video editing and also editing my podcasts. It was just something I didn't like to do. I was good at it. I did it well. I got the job done, but it was something I dreaded, and it's something that sucked the life out of me. I didn't want to do it. So I said, okay, if I commit a certain amount of money every month to allowing someone to take these tasks off of my plate, how much more time will I have in my business every week? And what could I use that time for? So in thinking about what felt good, you know, just the thought of not having to edit podcasts and not having to edit YouTube videos, the thought of it just made me feel so good. I was like, oh my gosh, if my podcasts and my YouTube videos could just appear to my inbox already edited and ready to upload, that would just be like the best thing ever. So I found really great editors and designers that could do this for me. And now this is something I don't have to do. And I've since dedicated that time to focusing on creating online webinars and other resources for entrepreneurs that I will release next year. So recognizing here what felt heavy versus what felt light, what felt exciting versus what brought dread to my day-to-day, I am now able to free up some of my time to focus on building another stream of income. And this has allowed me to really, in essence, grow my business. We're not good at everything. We shouldn't have to be good at everything. You don't have to wear all the hats. I think we train our brains, especially as startup entrepreneurs, to think that we have to do everything just starting out. And yes, you do, but you should be getting to a point, you should be reaching a developmental milestone at some point where you can start maybe allocating some of the day-to-day things that you don't like to do to somebody else. So this is a developmental milestone that I've reached. I'm now to the place where I can relinquish a little bit of control. Really, it was like ripping a Band-Aid off, you know, trusting someone to actually edit those YouTube videos. I actually had anxiety the first time I sent this guy that edits my videos my first YouTube video that I wanted him to edit. I was like, oh my gosh, is he going to do it right? He'll never do it as good as I do it, you know, but he did. And he actually did a lot better than I do in terms of editing. So anyways, we have to relinquish control. It's important to listen to our bodies. You don't have to do everything that you don't want to do for your business. You should eventually get to a developmental milestone where you can pass off the torch of something that you have been previously doing that you really don't want to do to benefit your business, to give yourself more time to focus on your gifts. So you don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be an expert at everything. Really listen to your body. Feel what feels right. Think about and reflect on what makes you feel good, which sets your soul on fire, and figure out how you can do more of that, what you can eliminate and pass on to somebody else so you can do more of what makes you feel good. Because again, the point of entrepreneurship for me is to pursue a life of freedom. And being free is not doing tasks every single day that I don't want to do. I don't enjoy doing everything I have to do, but I want 90% of the things I do day to day to be what I really enjoy. So I hope these tips give you some insightful food for thought to reflect on in your journey as an entrepreneur. Remember that nothing worth having comes easy, and the success you imagine will not happen overnight. What I've built so far has been 3 years in the making, and I would take a step back to really think about whether or not you are willing to put your foot on the gas without letting up in pursuit of your goals for 3 years. Give yourself the opportunity to experience, recognize, and appreciate the developmental milestones you'll reach during this journey. The milestones, especially in my experience, and I'm sure it'll be the same for you, these milestones show us how far we've come and how far we have to go. So it's important to overlook the process. I'm sure you guys are sick of me saying this, but it's so true. The magic you're looking for in this experience lies within the day-to-day milestones you may be overlooking. I had to retrain my brain to think this way, okay? When I first started in entrepreneurship, the magic that I thought this experience was going to bring or the magic that I thought was going to unfold in my life as an entrepreneur, I thought that was going to come from the destination once I finally got to where I wanted to be. But in 3 years, trust me here, the magic you're looking for are within these developmental milestones. It's in the day-to-day. It's in the little things you learn that get you excited. It's in those new ideas you need to be journaling about. These are really the most valuable aspects of your experience that will make the difference for you when you're reflecting on what this journey will mean for you. So I challenge you to take some time to reflect on what entrepreneurship has taught you so far. What milestones have you reached? Journal about that. What have you accomplished? What have you overcome? What is your hope for the future? Really organize your ideas. Think about what you've got out of this so far. Think about what milestones you've crossed. And I think reflecting on that will really teach you a lot about how far you've come in this journey. Many times we overlook this, but that's where the magic happens. You'll feel really puffed up and confident about how far you've come if you just recognize these milestones. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Stay connected in between episodes by texting business to 31996. You'll receive our business tip of the week and you'll also get our monthly solopreneur newsletter. We also have a private membership group that you can join to access group chats and bonus episodes every week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our community. I hope you have a great week and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast.